climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show, and happy Veterans Day. To all of our veterans, we owe you a debt of gratitude. Joining me by phone is retired Judge David Archuleta out of Pocatello. He is a veteran, and he was on board the Benjamin Stoddard DDG-22. Judge Archuleta, thank you for your service, and thanks for taking a moment to chat with me.
Thank you very much, Jolynn. It was an honor to see you yesterday emceeing the Blackfoot High School assembly they had, and that was a beautiful assembly.
It really was, and I love the fact that you were able to recognize some of those students who are doing good things with the challenge coins. That was a high point for me of that day. For those who don't understand what the Benjamin Stoddard DDG-22 is, can you give us a bit of perspective?
Yes. A DDG is a guided missile destroyer. Now, our sister ship, DDG-21, was the USS Cochrane. And then yesterday's speaker, Mr. Alvarez, he was on a destroyer DE, which was a destroyer escort. Now, the interesting thing about the speaker yesterday, the keynote speaker at Blackfoot High School, was he served on board a ship that was actually participating in the evacuations like we were. My ship, DDG-22, Benjamin Stoddard, was the last U.S. warship out of Vietnam. So when we left the U.S. Naval, engagement in the Vietnam War ceased. So we're actually on the ship that ended the war.
Wow, that's quite a distinction.
Well, yeah, for an 19-year-old kid at the time. You know, people tend to forget, you know, we're old now, but we're young 18 and 19-year-olds and 20s, all serving on board all the ships and the manning the planes and all that stuff throughout those wars.
I would love to
memorial.
Yeah, and I would love to ask you, how do you believe that that wartime experience shaped your life?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story of 19-year-old Dave. No, it was 18. I was still 18. Of my experience, my first real experience of war was we were on the forecastle, which is the pointed end of the ship, and we saw someone floating in the water. And so we had to go check out, see who it was, and it turned out it was an American crew member from one of the airplanes that was airlifting refugee children out of Vietnam. And the back door of their airplane had blown open, and this guy ended up dying from that. And so we retrieved his body, took it on board ship, and then Air America, which was the CIA's operation, came and airlifted him from our ship. But that's an airman that got to go home because we were there.
What an experience for someone at such a young age. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are pretty massive to bear on your shoulder. You see things and experience things that most people never do.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you put all that stuff aside. You put it away. And I saw a thing on PBS showing the evacuation of Saigon. It was the 50th anniversary or whatever it was. And they showed the flotilla of ships. You know, what would happen is they'd leave the embassy in Saigon and fly to the USS Blue Ridge. We were protecting the Blue Ridge. But as I saw those videos of them landing on the ships and everything, and ships out at sea, it brought everything right back to me that day. I mean, the sights, the sounds, the smells, everything. It brought all that back.
I can only imagine.
I don't consider that my service a negative thing. You know, we were, I was raised in a military family. My dad was in Korea, in the Army. My aunt, Vicky Sierra Archuleta, she was in a WAC in the Army. Her husband was in the Air Force, Manuel Sierra. This is all during World War II, and he was the photographer for the Army, and they went over and they took pictures of Hiroshima after we bombed it. And then my uncle, Frenchie, was a tail gunner in one of those flying fortresses. So, and then my Uncle Buster served in the Merchant Marines. So you see, we have a history of going to war in my family. My oldest brother, Ron Snake Edmo, he was a paratrooper in the Army. Then my brother, Inch, Daryl Archuleta, was in the Army. Then I was in the Navy, and my younger brother, Michael Martinez, was in the Navy as well. So our generation did that too. Now, right now, I have nephews that are serving in the Army and the Navy. And so they're continuing on the family tradition.
Dave, I've got to believe that when you guys get together as a family, there are some incredible stories that get shared.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is, like I was telling you about Uncle Manuel, you know, the fact that he was filming the aftermath of Hiroshima. He never talked about his wartime experience until we joined the Navy or we joined the Army. Then he told us, and only then.
Dave, I'm a big believer in the power of stories. I think it is so important that these stories that reflect courage and strength get shared, because in these stories, we find inspiration. And as we look at everything that is happening in the nation right now, there's no doubt that we need the inspiration to come together. And with the theme this year for Veterans Day being overcoming challenges, I continue to believe that we will find the strength to overcome all of those challenges, and we can get some incredible inspiration from our veterans. We'll keep you on the phone, Dave, and continue this conversation right after this. You're listening to the Joe Lynn Thomas Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.